This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new report says children are uniquely vulnerable to toxic substances such as lead and mercury. But the report, sponsored by the Environmental Protection Agency, emphasizes that reliable information on the risks that harmful substances and chemicals pose to children is incomplete. Dr. Michael Weitzman, co-author of the report, is the executive director of the American Academy of Pediatrics Center for Child Health Research at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why was the report commissioned?
The report was commissioned because of increasing knowledge about and concern about children's exposure to a wide range of environmental toxins, and concern about a number of conditions in children that are increasing dramatically, such as asthma and obesity, and concerns about autism.
It wasn't a particular incident.
No, it wasn't a particular incident. It's rather a growing awareness that exposure to certain chemicals, such as lead and tobacco smoke, at levels previously thought to be safe, actually pose a danger to our children.
Now, what did you find out?
We found out that there is much that's still to be learned, that we know far less about children's exposure than about adults' exposures, and that we know far more about children's exposure to drugs, even though that remains incomplete and a matter of public debate, than we know about children's exposure to chemicals.
What are some of the most urgent questions your study's trying to address?
Well, it's an effort to bring the toxicologists and the environmental health individuals together with the nation's 77,000 pediatricians to look at low-level exposures and how they may relate to chronic problems in children. Perhaps the most urgent sorts of questions have to do with the most ubiquitous exposure for children, that being tobacco, with 40% of children growing up in homes with smokers at this particular point, and with a growing literature suggesting that that exposure is tied to sudden infant death syndrome and to subtle but serious cognitive deficits in children, and with the increasing concern for a number of other chemicals, with literally hundreds of chemicals being licensed every year in the United States, and any regulations or understanding that we have about how we protect our children is either extrapolated currently from information gleaned from adults or from studies with animals.
Why is so little known about how toxins affect children?
I think part of it is that it's relatively new that we think about children's exposures other than to well-recognized ones such as lead. The other is that we are very cautious, and in some cases too cautious, about experimenting with children or taking blood or other bodily fluids from children to study their study what they've been exposed to.
Dr. Watson?
The other thing that I think is important to recognize is that we're talking about very subtle but serious long-term problems, so that you'd have to follow children for a long period of time.
Dr. Weitzman, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Dr. Michael Weitzman is the executive director of the American Academy of Pediatrics Center for Child Health Research at the University of Rochester Medical Center.